Hello everyone. Welcome to the voice of Mushfiq, and I am your host, Mushfiq Munjer. Welcome to this podcast, where we dive into the world of books and bring you all the latest and most popular information before you even pick up a book. Join here as I review and summarize the most talked about books, giving you a sneak peek into their storylines and characters. Whether you're an avid reader or just looking for your next great read, this podcast has something for everyone. So grab your favorite drink, get comfortable, and get ready to discover your next favorite book with me. Today, we're diving into the captivating novel, Afterlives, by Abdulrazak Gurnah. Abdulrazak Gurnah, the Tanzanian-British writer who won the 2021 Nobel Prize in Literature, has a distinctive writing style that reflects his exploration of identity, memory, and displacement. Gurnah's writing is characterized by a dispersed narrative style. His novels don't follow a linear path. Instead, they weave together multiple threads of storytelling. He intentionally withholds crucial details, revealing them gradually as characters' memories unfold. This nonlinear approach adds depth and complexity to his narratives. The Swedish Academy recognized him for his uncompromising and compassionate exploration of the effects of colonialism and the fate of refugees caught between cultures and continents one. Abdulrazak Gurnah's Afterlives is a poignant and captivating exploration of memory, identity, and the enduring legacy of colonialism. Set against the backdrop of post-colonial East Africa, the novel follows the lives of its characters as they grapple with the ghosts of the past and navigate the complexities of the present. Germany's colonial presence in Africa is often overlooked in conversations about European imperialism. However, the German Empire had colonies in present-day Namibia, Cameroon, Togo, parts of Tanzania, Kenya, and even claimed the kingdoms of Rwanda and Burundi. German colonial rule was brutal, marked by violence and oppression. Notably, it included the first genocide of the 20th century during the 1904 extermination campaign against the Herero and Nama uprising in Namibia. In East Africa, Deutsche Ostafrika, German military tactics were equally deadly. At the heart of Afterlives is the story of Ilias, a young man who survives a harrowing journey across the Indian Ocean as a stowaway, only to find himself embroiled in a web of secrets and betrayals upon his return to his hometown. As Ilias struggles to make sense of his fractured memories and reconcile his past with his present, he discovers that the scars of history run deeper than he ever imagined. Gurnah's prose is lyrical and evocative, painting a vivid portrait of a society in transition and the individuals caught in its wake. Through his richly drawn characters and intricate storytelling, he explores themes of loss, displacement, and the search for belonging with nuance and sensitivity. What sets Afterlives apart is Gurnah's masterful ability to weave together multiple narrative threads into a cohesive and compelling whole. As the novel unfolds, the lives of its characters intersect and intertwine in unexpected ways, revealing the interconnectedness of their experiences and the enduring impact of colonialism on their lives. But Afterlives is more than just a historical novel. It is a timeless meditation on the human condition and the universal quest for meaning and redemption. Gurnah's exploration of memory and identity resonates with a haunting beauty that lingers long after the final page is turned. In Afterlives, Abdulrazak Gurnah has crafted a literary masterpiece that is as thought-provoking as it is emotionally resonant. With its richly drawn characters, lyrical prose, and profound insights into the human psyche, it is a novel that will stay with readers long after they have finished reading, inviting them to ponder the enduring legacy of the past and the possibilities of the future. Afterlives, by Abdulrazak Gurnah, takes place in colonial-era Tanzania, formerly German East Africa, during and after the First World War. It follows the interconnected lives of several characters living in the coastal village of Tanga. Here's a breakdown of the key elements. Afterlives by Abdulrazak Gurnah delves into the lives of characters shaped by colonialism and war in Tanzania. Here's a deeper look at some of the key figures. The Khalifa, the bridge between cultures. O Heritage, Khalifa, the son of an African mother and Indian father, embodies the cultural crossroads of colonial Tanzania. O Strengths, he's an adaptable and resourceful individual, navigating the complexities of colonial hierarchies with his clerical skills and connections. O Struggles, Khalifa grapples with feelings of isolation due to his heritage and the loss of his parents. He can be seen as somewhat passive, caught between different worlds. Ilyas, marked by war and loss. Oh, pre-war life. A carefree young man full of ambitions, his life is shattered by forced conscription. Oh, impact of war. The brutality and trauma of war leave Ilyas deeply scarred, both physically and emotionally. He returns a changed man, haunted by his experiences. Oh, search for identity. Unable to find his family, Ilyas struggles to rebuild his life and rediscover his place in the world. Afia, resilience in the face of hardship. Oh, strength and determination. Despite being forced into servitude, Afia demonstrates remarkable strength and resourcefulness. Oh, loss and change. The loss of her family shapes her, but she doesn't succumb to despair. Afia learns to be independent and adapts to her circumstances. Oh, agency and choice. While limited by societal constraints, Afia makes choices that empower her, like refusing an unwanted marriage proposal. Ahamza, gentleness amidst violence. Oh, sensitivity. Unlike many colonial soldiers, Hamza is a compassionate soul. War wounds him physically and emotionally, but he retains his humanity. Oh, seeking solace. Hamza finds solace in helping Afia and seeks a peaceful life after the war. Oh, internal conflict. He grapples with the brutality he witnessed and participated in during the war. Additional considerations. A power dynamics. The characters navigate the power dynamics of colonialism, with the Germans and, later, the British holding authority. A shifting loyalties. As power changes hands, characters must adapt and sometimes align themselves with whoever holds the upper hand. The search for meaning. Each character seeks meaning and purpose in a world ravaged by war and social upheaval. Gurna's masterful storytelling allows these characters to evolve and reveal their complexities over time. Their interactions highlight the human cost of colonialism and war, but also their enduring capacity for resilience and connection. Plot. The story opens with the disruption caused by German colonialism and the brutality of war. Ilyas returns home a changed man, unable to find his family. Afia endures hardship but maintains her strength and resilience. Ahamza, haunted by his experiences, forms a bond with Afia. Their lives intersect as they navigate the challenges of a changing world. Tim, the impact of colonialism on local populations. The trauma and loss caused by war. Resilience and the search for meaning in the face of adversity. The complexities of human relationships. Afterlives is a poignant exploration of individual lives caught in the currents of history. It doesn't shy away from the harsh realities of colonialism and war, but also celebrates the enduring spirit of its characters. In Afterlives by Abdulrazak Gurna, the exploration of cultural identity is a central theme. Let's delve into how the author deftly navigates this complex terrain. 1. Multifaceted identities. Gurna delves into the lives of characters living on the fringes of society. These individuals grapple with multifaceted identities shaped by colonialism, ethnicity, and religion. The novel portrays how colonial rule disrupts and molds personal identities. It's not just about nationality. It's about the layers of self that emerge in response to external forces. 12. 2. Colonial influence on identity. Set in Zanzibar, a former British colony, the novel follows Hamza, a man struggling to find his place in a world profoundly impacted by colonialism. Gurna reveals how colonial powers imposed their culture, language, and norms on indigenous populations. Hamza's identity is shaped by this clash of worlds, leaving him torn between tradition and modernity. 12. 3. Loss and dislocation. Characters in Afterlives have experienced loss of wealth, status, and homeland. Their identities are in flux as they navigate displacement and cultural dislocation. Some conceal their true selves, pretending to be less than they were, adapting to survive in a changed world. This adaptive identity becomes a survival mechanism. 23. 4. Colonial hypocrisy. Gurna exposes the hypocrisy of colonial powers. They simultaneously exploit and suppress local cultures, erasing indigenous perspectives. Oh, the deliberate exclusion of African viewpoints perpetuates a skewed narrative. The novel challenges this exclusion, emphasizing the importance of reclaiming silenced voices. 3123. In Afterlives, Abdulrazak Gurnah masterfully weaves cultural identity into the fabric of his characters' lives. Their struggles illuminate the enduring effects of colonialism on individual selfhood and collective memory. The novel raises questions about what can be salvaged when an African perspective is deliberately excluded from colonial history. And that wraps up another episode where we journey through the literary cosmos, one book at a time. If you enjoyed today's review, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave us a star-studded review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback fuels my passion for storytelling.